here's a story from The World.
The nation of Argentina is in 3 days of national mourning. Argentines are paying their final respects to soccer legend Diego Maradona, who died on Wednesday. On the field, Maradona was considered one of the greatest ever. Off the field, Maradona was also made his mark, inserting himself in Latin American politics. The World's Jorge Valencia reports from Mexico City.
Diego Maradona scored his two most famous goals here in Mexico City's Aztec Stadium. On June 22, 1986, Maradona led Argentina to knock England out of the World Cup. First, he illegally pushed in the ball with his hand in a play that became known as the Hand of God. Then, 3 minutes later, he blazed past the English defense and goalie to punt the ball in, legally this time, into the goal. The Argentinian narrator said thank God for soccer, for Maradona, and for the tears he was shedding. Just 4 years earlier, the British military had defeated Argentina in a war where some 850 soldiers were killed on the Falkland Islands. Maradona spoke about it in a documentary film released last year.
Una sensación linda, como una revancha simbólica a los ingleses.
Defeating England gave us a nice feeling, Maradona said, like a symbolic revenge against the English.
Lamentablemente, a veces la revancha nosotros la decimos en un campo de juego.
Unfortunately, sometimes we get our revenge on the field, says Patricio Eleisegui. He's an Argentinian fan who visited Mexico City's Aztec Stadium yesterday. Maradona is perfection, Eleisegui says. So to understand Maradona's life is to understand Argentina's history in the last 60 years. Rodolfo Colalongo is a professor of international relations from Argentina who specializes in populist movements.
A ver, estuvo con Néstor, después Cristina, y visitaba periódicamente a Fidel Castro.
Colalongo explains that Maradona cultivated friendships with Argentina's two most progressive presidents in recent memory, Néstor and Cristina Kirchner. He also befriended many of Latin America's leftist leaders, most notably Hugo Chávez of Venezuela and Fidel Castro of Cuba. Maradona once interviewed Castro on a TV show he called The Lefty, a reference to his dominant foot and his politics. In their sit-down conversation, they both lamented how, in their opinion, Latin America could have been everything and is instead nothing. Then Maradona rolled up his left pant leg. Maradona showed Castro a tattoo on his left calf. It was Castro's face. He also had the face of communist revolutionary Che Guevara on his right shoulder. Here's international relations professor Colalongo.
Digamos que tiene algo que nosotros conocemos y se llama como el orgullo de clase. Él nunca dejó de ser.
He had what we could call pride in his social class, Colalongo says. Maradona came from a working class family, and he never forgot that.
En realidad, creo que para Diego fue contraproducente para él.
And in a way, it came at a cost for Maradona.
Claro, por supuesto, que se lo criticó muchísimo, muchísimo con eso.
He was often criticized in Argentina for his political views, Colalongo says. Also for his well-documented long-time battle with drug addiction. And yet, Colalongo says Maradona, in the end, was apolitical.
Su figura representa una unión más allá del ámbito político.
He represented something beyond the political sphere, Colalongo says. That's why hundreds of mourners chanted his name and gathered outside his wake in Argentina's presidential house. In the crowd, a fan wearing the red and white jersey for Buenos Aires club team River Plate, and a fan wearing the gold and navy jersey for their arch rival, Boca Juniors, did the unthinkable. They embraced, they cried, and they consoled each other. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.